Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, listen, we got a special treat in the studio with me, the one, the only, the Mr. Paul Rice. Welcome, Paul.
Thanks, Dave. Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, I'm glad you're here. And I invited Paul to be on the program with us. And of course, his office is right in Daytona, so it wasn't that much of a jog for him over here to come over and visit with us in the studio. And we want to talk about a very important subject that is, of course, becoming more and more common. And it's got a lot of interesting aspects to it. And that is the divorce, the increase in the number of divorces over 50. So Paul comes to us. He is a longtime area native, and he has 32, is this right, 32 years?
I'm in my 33rd year.
Good Lord, 33 years of practicing law. And, of course, the firm RiceRoseLaw.com is the website, RiceRoseLaw.com. And they're right there on Seabreeze Boulevard. I always tell people it's that Byzantine-looking dome thing.
That's it.
Is that the technical name for it?
It's a prayer tower. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
They, before
minaret.
They go in, they have to say a little prayer.
Exactly.
And God, I hope this goes well with these attorneys. Okay. So listen.
It's actually Addison Meisner Architecture from Palm Beach.
See, I didn't know there was going to be a quiz. I'm going to write that down. Hold on. All right. So listen. I wanted Paul to come in because he's got the experience. He's got the expertise. And I know because I've, of course, been to your website, Paul. You've got a lot of credentials, a lot of experience. Probably most notable, board certified in family law.
Correct. I've been board certified for 8 years now. And as I was saying off air, only 6% of attorneys in Florida are actually board certified, and primarily because it requires extensive trial experience as well as passage, in addition to reviews from judges and fellow attorneys, continue education, and then most importantly, a day-long examination, which most attorneys can't pass.
And do they still hang you upside down when you take the test?
And they draw in court of you.
Okay, all right. I just wasn't sure how rigorous it is, if it had gotten easier over the years. All right, well, obviously, Paul and I are friends, and I enjoy playing games and having fun with Paul here. So, but in all seriousness, Paul, I know that there are a lot of issues you deal with in doing, your expertise, of course, is divorce.
Correct.
That's your thing, and you have a great reputation in the community. If somebody is facing divorce, I know what you're going to say, that it's critical for them to get good quality representation as early as possible in the process so that they can protect their interests.
Sure.
But for a lot of people, they go, well, I'm not even sure where to start with all this. And then the subject I really wanted to make sure we could talk about today is this whole phenomenon, this cultural change of more and more divorces occurring at older ages. And, you know, 70 is the new 50, 50 is the new 30.
Sure,
right?
Sure, exactly. People are living longer.
A lot longer. So, and we're seeing more and more of that. So I wanted to dig into that because I think that there are a lot of ramifications. And for somebody listening to this program right now probably is in a situation where they may be considering divorce. So we need to speak to them and help them understand some of the things that they need to know about and also some of the specifics that relate to that older age divorce.
Yeah, Dave, what we're talking about is divorce after 50 years old. We're talking about, it's known as, or it came out in 2013, two professors at Bowling Green University did a statistical research of census data, and they did an article known as the Gray Divorce Revolution. Hmm. This is in 2013, and that's what sort of raised this whole, you know, later in life divorce phenomenon to the public conscience. And I just want to share with you a couple facts that they found, a couple statistics that were very interesting just before we get into our topic. 50 years ago, only 3% of Americans over 50 were divorced. By 2011, it had increased to 15%.
Mm.
Okay? While divorce rates in general have stabilized, and in fact, even inched lower, the divorce rate among people over 50 has doubled since 1990. And the reason that's particularly significant is because half of the married population is older than 50.
Mm.
So half of those married are over 50.
Okay.
So, and here's another sort of an easy statistic to look at. In 1990, 1 in 10 persons who divorced was over 50. Okay, so this is 1990.
Okay.
So about 30,
25 years ago.
25 years ago. 1 in 10 persons who divorced was 50 or older. By 2011, according to this census survey, more than 28%, or 1 in 4, who said they were divorced within the previous 12 months was 50 or over.
Wow.
So it went from 1 in 10 to 1 in 4 was over 50. Well, the people were over 50 years old. Then another interesting thing is, and I see this all the time, is most divorce among older couples, as in younger ones, are initiated by women.
Really?
Initiated by women. Now, there's several reasons for this phenomenon, at least according to the sociologist. Many baby boomers are in their second or third marriages, okay? So making them statistically more prone to divorce. Statistically, if you've been married and divorced before, you get married again, statistically.
Yeah, I mean, if you know how to change a light bulb, good chances are you can change another
change
one,
it
right?
Again. Exactly. The other is the obvious.
He's not so bright. He's gotten a little dim. I'm going to change the bulb.
I'm going to change him out. Well, you know, it's funny. They talk about the reason. I don't have this in my presentation, but in my research, the reason there's more women who do this is women are less tolerant of mediocre relationships.
Well, because it's, you know, you can put up with him for a couple of years in retirement if he's going to die in 5 years, but if he's going to last another 30, I don't think I could put up with that.
That's exactly what the sociologists were saying. They're saying, hey, nowadays, if you're a healthy 65-year-old, you can expect another pretty healthy 20 years.
Yeah.
So if the kids are gone, why stay in a bad relationship if you got 20 more good years?
Early release for time served.
Exactly. No, another thing is the lengthening of life expectancies decreases the likelihood that marriage ends in death and increases the likelihood that it'll end in divorce. So, in other words, people were living longer. It used to be, you know, the husband would die when he's 60 years old, right? And then
right,
you have a
right,
widow.
Right, right. So yeah. Death do us part, until death do us part, but not if you're going to live a long time.
Yeah, otherwise, with the exception that divorce will part.
You're giving me a lot to work with here, Paul.
The other obvious reason that most of us know is that, you know, women have become empowered in the workplace, you know, so they're no longer economic captives.
Right. And that's a huge, that's actually probably
the biggest.
One of the biggest impacts in this situation.
I agree. And then the final one they looked at was that there's a societal acceptance of divorce.
Yeah.
It's no longer the negative stigma it used to be.
No, we've come a long way since 1990 or even since 1950 or 60 or whatever.
Sure. And some people would say for the worse, you know, from a family value standpoint.
Yeah. But also at the same time, from a freedom and, you know, independence and self-determining and not being in that captive situation.
Well, you know, and a lot of the baby boomers, it's all about like self-fulfillment and happiness. Whereas, you know, it used to be success was having, was being married.
Right.
Was having a good marriage.
Right.
And now success is seen as you being happy, this individualistic, you know, I don't want to say hedonistic, but, you know, happiness is now being self-fulfilled. Yeah, a little bit.
Well, and the other thing about the statistics you mentioned, Paul, I think is interesting is that, you know, it wasn't very long ago. In fact, it was 5 years ago that the American culture was heralding in this momentous occasion of the oldest baby boomers turning 65. Now they're turning 70. So there's this big bubble. Baby boomers have affected everything they have touched because they are, of course, this huge population.
Sure.
70-some million of them.
And these are all boomers we're talking about.
Exactly.
Right here.
Those 70 million are migrating through various parts of our culture, and now they are changing also divorce.
Right.
They changed a lot of things that they've touched. So this is something
Social Security,
that,
Medicare, yeah, exactly. That's all now broke, you know, because... You know, we have less people in the workplace and more people receiving their benefits.
All right, Beth's giving me the high sign that we need to take a quick break. If you're just joining us, we got Paul Rice in the studio with us, RiceRoseLaw.com. And, of course, Paul's a trial attorney and specializes in divorce and family laws. And you know, it's important for us to point out here, Paul, you know, you select cases involving some serious stuff. And you really are, it's really almost a boutique-type firm that you have. I mean, you are... You know, you're selective about what you do.
It is. You know, we're not there for everybody. You know, we're there for clients who need assistance with the vision of their investments and retirements, and they need the sophistication of an attorney that can interface with a financial advisor such as David Holland.
Sure.
Or an accountant to help us with the determining what the, you know, the tax ramifications of your divorce are. So we do specialize in divorces involving people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s.
All right, well.
Because there are some unique issues confronting those folks.
Absolutely. Well, we'll grab a quick break. We'll come right back with Paul Rice, continue the conversation. Stay right there.
Hello, this is Brenda Campbell, General Manager at Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, a Digny Memorial provider. We are committed to service beyond expectation, before, during, and after the service. To that end, we offer a service guarantee. If there's anything we can do to meet your individual needs, please let us know and we'll take care of it immediately. This is another way we offer great level of professionalism in working with our families. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
How's this for convenient one-stop shopping? Holland Financial offers so many services through its subsidiaries, like fee-based investment management, financial planning, retirement and estate planning, fixed annuities, long-term care, disability and life insurance, and tax return preparation. Our founder, David Holland, also has specialized training to serve as a trustee and executor for families wanting sound financial stewardship for their beneficiaries. Many of your neighbors and local families have chosen Holland Financial because we've helped them plan stronger. Call 671-PLAN and meet with David one-on-one or visit Holland Financial at planstronger.com.
And welcome back. That animated speaker on the other end of the line here with me in the studio is Paul Rice. I just peeled him off the ceiling on the break. He gets excited about this stuff, but you know why? It's really important. And I am glad you're passionate about this, Paul, because people need help and they need to know that they have somebody that can advocate for them in their corner and protect their interest. And divorce is not pretty, and it is not something anybody goes into a marriage planning or hoping for, but they got to get themselves protected. So if they're thinking about it out there or they're concerned about it, they call you, they make an appointment, they can 257-1222?
Yeah, 257-1222 or go on our website at ricerosenlaw.com. Also, good time to go ahead and plug, I'd created a new standalone specialty divorce website. That's DaytonaDivorceAndFamilyLaw.com.
All right,
DaytonaDivorceAndFamilyLaw.com. Dave, one thing I think I need to clarify for your listeners. The first thing I tell prospective clients when they come into my office is that as a divorce lawyer, I am their last resort, not their first resort, okay? We don't encourage divorce. You know, as a public, I'm a married person myself. I've had one wife, been married for almost 25 years.
I've met her. She's an extraordinarily patient person.
She is. But at any rate, so it's important that I tell my clients right off from the get-go, especially if they have children, that they really should try to reconcile their marriage
right
before they go right into a divorce. Another thing I tell people when they come to me for the initial consultation, my prospective clients, I don't like and I discourage clients or prospective clients from hiring me in the first consultation. I usually recommend go back, speak to your confidants or speak to whoever, you know, your friends or your relatives to make sure you're doing the right thing. So I just want to clarify for your listeners
that
we're not out there. We're not out there trying to encourage divorce.
Well, and
you know,
we're
just there in case if it's inevitable.
It's got to be done.
The other thing people should do is educate yourself. You know, go ahead and go out there and check out attorneys' websites. See what their credentials are and find out. A lot of people we run into, most people nowadays, if you're fairly intelligent or educated, or you know, even if you didn't go to college, but you still, you know, read and you can navigate the internet, educate yourself about the issues, whether it's alimony, and not for your listeners, custody, probably not, but you know, alimony, we call it parenting plans, equitable distribution of assets and liabilities, child support, attorney's fees, partition of real property. There's a lot of information out there. So, you know, educate yourself. And I find most of my prospective clients have educated themselves before they come in.
That's good.
So the other thing I tell my clients is, okay, so if the divorce is inevitable, let's say your spouse has already filed or you know, you've caught your spouse in an adulterous relationship, an abusive, or you've been unhappy for 20 years and it's time to do it.
Right.
then I let them know I'm there to protect their financial security for the future. Okay, most people, most of my clients are older, and they need to know that they're going to have a comfortable place to live and a comfortable income coming in so they can maintain whatever standard of living they have. So a lot of articles you read tell people to educate yourself during the marriage about the finances.
Sure.
You know, don't just rely on your husband, for example, to take care of all the finances. And as long as, you know, your credit card bill's paid at the end of each month, you're okay. So that's one thing we tell people to do is, you know, be educated about the finances of the family during the marriage, especially if you see things are going south. The other thing we tell people is don't make knee-jerk reactions.
Yeah, that's a real key.
It's very important.
Well, and that's what, when you were describing, you tell people, hold on, don't hire me today, the first thought that went through my mind is, that's good, because I think there's a natural, certainly understandable, but an actual reaction, especially if there's been some sort of event.
Sure.
To trigger
some
the divorce.
Precipitating event.
Yeah.
Like,
that they not panic. I think the thing you can tell them, Paul, and assure people out there is that, look, you've got some time. You don't, just because somebody else says, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, or they've even filed for a divorce, you have some time to make a decision. So don't panic. Don't make an emotional, even though it's a very emotional situation, don't make an emotional decision about who you're going to hire, because I can tell you from my own personal experience in working with attorneys, just like with financial planners, they ain't all the same.
No, they're not.
And
greatly varying degree of quality with regard to service people in general, whether it's a roofer, the financial advisor, or the attorney. The other thing we tell people is proceed methodically, you know, with regard to you're talking to, let's say the client has engaged me. That is, they've hired me to handle their divorce, but their spouse doesn't know yet that they're going to be filing for divorce.
Well, and that's okay, right?
That's okay. That's okay.
I mean, it's okay for a sneak attack if you have to.
It's the better way to go.
Okay.
Frankly. You know, oh, no, because, you know, let's say if I get the wife in and she doesn't have a lot of familiarity with the finances, then what we do is I send her out and I say, do your best to get tax returns or
which
investment
they should
statements.
Already be looking at anyway.
Anyways.
But if they're not, they need to find that stuff.
Exactly. And then the other thing is, if let's say there's an abusive husband, you want to orchestrate the move and the filing of the divorce.
Right.
That there's no risk of any domestic violence.
Or
cleaning out the bank accounts.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be careful with that too.
And even if there hasn't been, I have to play devil's advocate, and no pun intended here, Paul, but I think somebody, especially if it's the woman, I think you can't be too careful. I mean, you don't know how somebody's going to react.
You don't. So go to, you know, TGI Fridays or Stonewood and go to a public place before you break the news to your spouse.
Yeah.
Most certainly. Now, with regard to
TGI Fridays. Thank God it's finished.
Yeah, that's
I got it,
it
now. You got okay. Go ahead.
You know the old joke everyone's heard. You know why divorce is so expensive?
No, go. Why?
Because it's worth it.
Okay.
That's a trite old worn out.
But you know,
joke.
This is serious stuff. But I think people need to be prepared, and that's really the message that I'm after. That people go into it with their eyes open and be prepared.
Sure. Getting back to the topic we were on, which was the divorce for spouses over 50 years old, you know, there's a unique set of issues and challenges those people face.
Well, let's dig into those. We'll grab another break and we'll go right into the details about what is different about divorce over 50. Hold right there. Paul Rice will be right back with you. RiceRoseLaw.com. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Teresa Rand with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. Our YMCA has 6 locations to help you reach your health and fitness goals. The Y is more than just a gym. With a focus on healthy living, it allows the Y to offer resources and guidance to help children, seniors, adults, and families maintain or improve their physical activity, health, and wellness. For more information, check out www.vfymca.org.
Done right, done on time, or it's free. Holland Tax and Accounting Services, a division of Holland Financial, holds the same values our clients have trusted for almost 20 years. We have the financial expertise that will help you manage your business and personal financial priorities year-round, not just during tax season. Whether you are an individual or a business, Holland Tax can accommodate your needs for tax planning and preparation. For your business or personal finances, rely on Holland Tax and Accounting Services to deliver personal and detailed attention. Call 386-671-7526 to have your taxes done right, done on time, or it's free.
And we are back. Paul Rice in the studio, trial attorney, Rice Rose Law Firm, specializing in divorce, especially divorce over 50. That's really where you get a lot of people that are interested in your services.
If I go to my inventory of cases right now, David, it's probably at least 80-85% are individuals over 50 going through divorce.
Well, with that experience, what are some of the nuances about divorce over 50 that people should be aware of, or that maybe complicate or uncomplicate, perhaps, in some ways?
You know, the uncomplicating part of this rarely at that age is custody of the children a big issue, which is a good thing.
Sure. You've done your job.
Okay. Right. Not to say that adult children aren't adversely affected by divorce.
Of course.
You know, unfortunately, what we see sometimes with older people getting divorced, their children oftentimes take sides in the divorce, and the relationship of one spouse with one of their children and consequently their grandchildren can be affected for a lifetime.
Oh, yeah,
of course. So you got to be careful with all that stuff. And you know, I always tell my male clients, husband clients, when they come in, I said, you know what? Treat mama fairly, because otherwise you could lose your relationship with your children for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
we've seen a lot.
You might not just lose her.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
now
a good
all of a sudden
point.
You're old and you're lonely and your kids aren't visiting.
They're not going to forget that.
Yeah. So anyway, some of the unique issues that confront individuals over 50 who are getting divorced. First of all, in all likelihood, permanent alimony is going to be present, because usually those people are either have been married a long time, or one of the spouses is too old to work, so it could even be a shorter-term marriage.
Sure.
And the spouse can't work because they're 75, 80, and you could be looking at one of the parties could be looking at permanent alimony. The other thing is chances are your pension or retirement accounts are going to be cut in.
Divvied up.
Half, yeah, unless, you know, depending on how long the marriage was. So, yeah, chances are you're going to lose a good chunk of your pension or retirement accounts. That's a big deal, huge deal for most people. And unless the couple is a high net worth couple, more likely than not, they're going to suffer a reduction in their standard of living. You know, so you got to prepare for that. All right. And again, I was telling you earlier segment of our show that, you know, that's one of my goals is to protect my clients' financial security, whether it's the husband or the wife.
Right. You know, of course.
We don't discriminate one way or the other. Whoever comes in and hires us, they're going to get a good job done.
First in.
Yeah, first in. That's it. Very well. Very good. Well put. You know, the other issues like health insurance. If the spouses aren't quite 65 yet and qualify for Medicare, a lot of times, health insurance is a big issue. Now,
of course,
you've got your good buddy, Obama, and his, healthcare marketplace. I say that facetiously. I know we're on a financial show. That's a big issue for a lot of spouses, especially if the wife and the husband is employed with a company, and once they're no longer married, you're no longer dependent.
Right.
So that terminates the dependent relationship, and then you can go on what's called COBRA, which is continuation benefits. Very expensive.
Very much.
Maybe not affordable. So health insurance is a big
issue.
And
limited in duration as well.
Yes.
You can't stay on it forever.
Yeah, a year and a half or 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And Then you also have issues with if you have retired people, Social Security. Fortunately, if the spouse has been married more than 10 years, then the spouse with the lower Social Security can claim half of their other spouse's Social Security, not reducing the other spouse's Social Security.
They can use their earning record.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They can use their earning record and get
that. So if it's 9 years, 9 months.
Hold off.
Hold off 3 more months.
Which, speaking of all that, I'll give you some quick deadlines. In Florida, short-term marriage is considered less than 7 years. Moderate term is 7 to 17 years. And more than 17 years is a long-term marriage, which is, if it's a long-term marriage, there's a presumption of permanent alimony.
So okay.
Talking about length of marriage.
So if you're, if it's over 17, hold on.
Yeah, if you're just under 16, wait.
There are considerations.
You know, the other thing I would be remiss, David, if we didn't address was prenuptial agreements.
Thank you. We've got a couple minutes left. That's
so
it.
Yeah. So I do a lot of prenuptial agreements for clients, and most of them have been previously divorced, and they're 60, 70 years old. They want to marry again, but they don't want the expense and the acrimony.
And uncertainty.
And uncertainty of another divorce and the potential for losing another chunk
of their... Yeah, because if you're gone from one to half to go to a quarter
exactly,
now...
Exactly, right, right. There you go.
Keep going, it'll be down to 8%.
He's good with the math. So I do a lot of prenuptial agreements. And, you know, prenuptial agreements are done for two reasons. Not only divorce, but death as well.
Sure.
Oftentimes with older clients... They have children from another relationship who, in the law, we see those as the natural object of their bounty. And so they want to make sure oftentimes that the children will come in with their parent who's getting the prenup about to get married.
They may have been part of the decision to maybe encourage that.
Yes. They probably encouraged the prenuptial agreement, willing to pay for it.
Yes.
I do a lot of prenuptial agreements for older, you know, divorced spouses who are marrying again. Not a bad idea. It's actually a great idea. And prenuptial agreements are valid and binding in Florida if you have a good lawyer draw the agreement. If you do what's called full and frank financial disclosure, that is, you have to disclose your finances thoroughly. And then lastly, if the other spouse signed it voluntarily.
Not under duress.
So don't present it the night before the wedding ceremony.
It's basically useless if
that's
you do
a presumption
that.
Of right. of duress and coercion.
Right.
The other thing actually I do a lot of, not a lot of, I shouldn't say, I do a lot of prenuptial agreements. On occasion, I do postnuptial agreements.
Okay.
You know, let's say they went through a divorce process and they decided to reconcile because they realize they like each other. But the flip side is they don't want
to
go through
all this. We had a scare with that. Let's maybe come to an agreement.
Yeah. So we don't have to pay for those over again. But, anyways, David, I think we're running out of time,
yeah,
so I'll
we
turn
are.
It back
Listen,
over to you.
I know you and I could talk for a few hours, but our listeners will only do 30 minutes. If you've been with us, you've enjoyed Paul Rice in the studio, ricerosenlaw.com. Always a pleasure, Paul. Thanks for coming in, and we will be sure to do it again soon.
Thank you for having me, David.
You're very welcome.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.